Well, hi everyone. Today is Sunday, the 25th of August, and I thought I'd come down and make a tape to you now while I'm still bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I've slept most of the day, so really I haven't any complaints about being tired or anything like that. And I'm sorry if either my voice or something I said indicated that I was tired. I don't think, not bad, really. We've been busy, but certainly not as busy as we were in May. And there are some nights that when I have the duty, I am able to get sleep. I'm not always working 24 hours like it used to be. It's usually only like 18 or 19. Last night I only worked 19. So it's really not bad at all. I think perhaps more than anything, it's kind of frustrating that you don't have more to talk about because, after all, everything is so limited in being out here and we don't get to go that many places, but I'll try to remember some of the things that we did, or what's been going on. I got your letter today, Mother Day, August 20th, which was good. And before I forget, I got the chafies and all. I don't know if I mentioned that, and thank you very much for them. And I'm very grateful. And the dress and the slippers and all arrived, and they were in good condition. And I told you about the eye makeup. And yesterday in the mail, I got a great big salami from Jean Lloyd. She'd been in Brooklyn and mailed it from Brooklyn. It's in good condition. And I guess I'm the most popular person on the whole ship because I have a salami from home. So I have to either make a tape or write to her and thank her because it was an awfully nice thing for her to do. And as far as things that I need, before I came out here, I bought a whole bunch of pennies. Now, I don't think there's a pennies at home anymore. Oh, hang on, there was a phone. Well, it was for me, but anyhow, it's nothing that's drastic. I don't know if there's a pennies at home anymore, but I bought these mesh stockings. They're called, they're cantrice, I guess they call them. And, a double loop, gay mode, something like that. Anyhow, they really have lasted and lasted and lasted. I can't complain about them at all, and I still have several pair of street hose. I think these are cantrice. I know that a seamless, stretchable, seamless mesh sheer. They were about $1 a piece with twin thread, they call them. And if I could get about 6 pair, if not, any kind of mesh would be all right. White, seamless. That's what I need next. And I need some, not nail polish, but Revlon, what do they call it? Not hard as nails, but firm fast. It's like a colorless thing, but it's not very, it doesn't really make your nails shine, but it keeps them kind of long. In fact, mine are very long now. You would be amazed. It's almost like a cat. They're so long. Never had them like this ever. Now let me see what else I have to tell you. Oh, yes, I'm going to start sending home Christmas presents. I suppose you think I'm out of my mind, but the thing is this. I have a lot of them bought. Don't have a whole lot of space to keep them either. But I have, I can only send about $50 worth at a time. Otherwise, you have to pay duty on it. So if I send a box a week or so, by that time, the big boxes are not big, by the way. Almost everything is rather small. Then I will, I'll send them to you, and then you can put them away for me to Christmas. They're wrapped. They're not the greatest wrapped things in the world. As I said, they're all small items, but they are wrapped, and I think it'll be okay. Also, I sent to Japan for, and it might take a couple of months, for a snack set for Dot and Don for Christmas, so it'll come and it'll be in your name, Mom. And I'm going to start getting things from this place in Japan and send them directly home rather than send them to the ship. So when you get them, I'll try to remember to tell you what they are, and if they come, then just let me know so that I can go ahead and scratch them off my list as having been already taken care of. Do I have anything else I have to tell you concerning the... I guess not. Everything else is fine. I'm doing very well. No problems, no complaints. And, I'm feeling quite well, in spite of the fact that you thought I sounded a little bit tired. Yes, things have been busy over here. Not, as I said before, not like in May, when we were so busy. But gosh, I don't think I'll ever see anything that busy as long as I live. At least I hope not. And the third offensive supposedly has started. The other night, and this is the first time since I've been back on the line, that I've had to go out to dinner. I'd go to the captain's for dinner when a couple of the Marine Corps generals came over. And I went over to, we had dinner here, and talking with one of the Marine generals, he said that he thought a third offensive had started, but that it was much smaller than the Tet Offensive, or the one we had before this. But that was a series of sporadic outbursts. And then we heard that Da Nang was shelled. We were in Da Nang on Tuesday, and Tuesday night, Da Nang supposedly was shelled. Well, it was. It did take some rounds, but not as badly as we had thought. And there was one bridge, and I remember when I was riding over that bridge, the time I went to Da Nang with Commander Buckley, he was telling me that the Viet Cong had wanted to blow up this bridge, and I had made several attempts and all. So it was over the Da Nang River. On one side of the Da Nang River is the White Elephant Landing, where you get the boat out to the ship and all. On the other side was a third map. Remember, I told you I was over there. So also a number of other reports came that Third Med's generator had gone in the blink, so we had to take all their casualties. And also 22nd Surge was out of business because they were trying to repair the hospital until for the monsoons, you know. But sometimes when rumors are rampant on a ship like this, and when you hear 22nd Surge is out of business or 3rd Med Battalion has been overrun, which really wasn't true. However, we got word that the bridge had been bombed, and of course we all thought it was that bridge, and the Viet Cong had held it for 6 hours. And but it's so difficult to understand, it's just a bridge, you know, like in any town. It would be like the bridge between the Chicopee Falls Bridge. And imagine, you know, if that were people were fighting over that, and that one end was blown out completely. But it turned out that wasn't the bridge at all. It was one rather insignificant one in town. We also heard that all the Vietnamese who had been employed by the government had been fired. I don't know if this is true. This is in Da Nang at the NSA, the naval base and all. So it's very hard to say. However, our casualties were not as many as we anticipated. We did get some bad ones in, but not as many as we thought. So I started out to tell you that what night was it? We went to dinner with the captain, and anyhow, it was the night that I had been up all night the night before, so I slept all that day, and Miss Cornelius came by and asked me if I would go, and I really didn't have a reason to say no. Although I really don't like these things. I keep telling you that. And I don't like them because it kind of gives the wrong impression in a way. We are in the middle of a war, and it's completely incongruous. Here there are some girls down the ward working like dogs and trying to get, or myself down the OR, trying to get things going, and all of a sudden you see 5 or 10 girls dressed in civilian clothes just like they were going to a night out in the town. And then he's got this new business of going out to pick up these people in his gig. And of course you can drink on the gig, but you can't on board the ship, so he always has whatever you want, scotch and water or something like that. And it's about 20-minute boat ride, and you pick up these people, then you take them back out. And it's kind of too bad. I think the man, maybe he should truly should probably be assigned to a destroyer or something like that, because he mustn't have an awful lot to occupy his mind. Of course, the ship exists solely for the hospital. Sometimes they don't think it, but they do. So I think that he thinks up these things, you know, and he and a couple of the other captains were in barongs, and the Marines were in civilian shirts, you know, sports shirts. They weren't dressed up. And the general's aide was there, and of course, so many things. Like, for example, on our ship, you're not allowed to carry any weapons at all. You're supposed to check your weapons the minute you get into triage, which is off the flight deck. Everybody, because under the Geneva Convention and all, you know, this would mean that we were not a neutral vessel and that we're not just taking care of the sick. So this fellow came right up to dinner and everything, carrying a weapon. I guess he figured if anybody were to attack the generals. However, there are lots of rules that are broken that we break, and I can't say anything about that. So, however, we went up and I went to, we had dinner in the captain's cabin and then went up on the 04 level, which is where the sun deck is, and a signal bridge, and they had flaming crepe Suzettes, get this, flaming crepe Suzettes out in the middle of Da Nang Harbor, and cinnamon coffee, Mexican coffee, which I liked very much. I like crepe Suzettes too, but I could have done without them. However, it was a lovely sight, really. We got underway, and I'd never been up there, and I hadn't been up too much when we've been getting underway. I used to do it all the time in MSTS, but out here it's different. I just don't have the time. And we were getting underway, and oh, it looked so peaceful. And one of the mountains, Monkey Mountain, I'm sure you've heard me talk about that before, has got lights all the way up, and it almost looks like it could have been the Verrazano Bridge. You have to use your imagination a little bit, of course. But it was beautiful going out of the harbor, and the ships all lit up. It was lovely. And the Helgoland, that's a German hospital ship, it was all lit up, too. So we, it was really quite nice to see it that way. We got back up to Wonder Beach, I guess. I think it was Phu Bai today. And while we were there, we got word that Da Nang was again being rocketed, and the sanctuary was going to stay in Da Nang Harbor, and that we would have to stay up here. Well, now we're back on a regular schedule. We were staying at Wonder Beach, but now we're at Phu Bai today. It doesn't make any difference where you are. It all looks the same, practically. We've been pretty close to shore today, though. We can't be more than a mile and a half off. Monday, there was a beach party, and I went. I wasn't up too much on Sunday night. On Monday, Monday we were in Da Nang, and so I went to the beach. I was up Sunday night, I guess, some of the time, to about 3 or so, not bad. And it was really worth $1,000 just to go, because it had been a couple of weeks since I'd been off, been a month since I'd been off the ship. And the Seabees have this little club built in at Red Beach, right, where Charlie was. And it's, well, it's sort of like a, it doesn't have any doors or anything, you know. They do very nice work. Of course, they're all carpenters and all. And it's kind of in an oriental motif, I guess. And I would love to have something like that and take it back to the States, put it in our backyard. I'm sure Alice would love that. We wouldn't be able to have any clotheslines or anything like that. The garden swing would have to go, and I guess Helen and Stella would have a fit. But they just have a little bar in there with a refrigerator and stuff, and you can sit out. And it's just, you'd think you were at some great resort. You see all the ships out in the harbor, of course, but you don't stop to figure exactly. It's just so peaceful and nice, and you sit with your feet up, and of course the Seabees all come over and talk. They're very pleasant. They just have beer there until 6 o'clock, and then they have liquor, but we have to be back aboard the ship by 6 at the very latest so we can get underway. So I must say that I did enjoy it. One of the line officers from Maine, by the name of Mike Moskowitz, was telling us about some of the things that the captains pulled off. And about a week ago, I don't know if I mentioned this to you now, a week ago we had it was a riverboat that was firing at things. Tell you they fire at things and all, it seems so unreal because you see them and you see the napalm dropping and all this sort of stuff, but yet it doesn't, And you hear the noise, but you're sort of detached from it, if you know what I mean. You're just sort of sitting there. Well, our captain thought that he would help them. So, did I tell you this? He put an LCVP over the side and loaded it with hand grenades, which we aren't supposed to have on board either, and sent it off to help this riverboat. Well, the riverboat was shooting at something, but they didn't know what. And the riverboat waved the LCVP off and said, not to come near. But anyhow, when they rendezvoused, the riverboat was mad at the captain for sending a boat out, And he said, well, he was so anxious to see what was going on, they gave him what they were shooting at, which was a garbage can top that wouldn't sink, but it looked like a mine, they thought it might be. They couldn't take any chances and had to get rid of it. So I tell you, we all had a big laugh at the captain and his, whatchamacallit, his minds. They were kidding and say, you should keep a book and write this up. It'd be a bestseller. I do keep a book, but I don't know that it would be a bestseller. I think we'd get into an awful lot of trouble if I ever printed some of the stuff that that happens. But other than that, everything is fine. I don't have any complaints. We've got about 35 more days till we get to Subic and a brow down. A brow down means when you put the gangway down. I guess I have to give you all the language, all the lingo. So it's 35 days to a brow down, and everybody's really looking forward to it again, of course, because it's a long time out here in the line, and people begin to get a little bit tense. I can feel myself getting irritable. And no comments, Pa, about my disposition. I can, you know, I usually try to be pretty decent, but it's hard sometimes. I was going to tell you something about going. Oh, I can't remember now what it is. But I'm anxious to, like everyone else, to go. And we should know around September 15th our dates for R&R, and I sure hope that I get to go to Hong Kong. And I may mail dishes home from this Japanese place for myself. I know you're wondering what I'm going to do with all this stuff, but you know, you never know when you're going to get out this way again. You go broke.